Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about how to stop carrying the narcissist's emotional baggage for them. This is a very common thing in narcissistic relationships, so I wanted to address it on the show today. Probably the one thing that all narcissistic relationships have in common is that the demands the pathologically narcissistic person makes on the other person are unreasonable and unfair. The position of the narcissistic person in all of their personal relationships is basically, I have a problem and you need to do something about it. The majority of their problems are emotional, even if they don't seem to be. For example, if you will not give the narcissistic person money that they've asked for, it may become about how you don't love them or you want them to suffer. They often reframe everything that happens this same way. If you don't do what I want, you don't love me. This is not only because it's a handy emotional pry bar to use on other people, but also because their entire life is consumed with trying to prove to themselves that they have value and that people care about them. The other person or people in their lives are expected to go above and beyond at all times to attend to the narcissist's needs, fix their problems, and make them comfortable because this is what the narcissist believes you do for people you care about. Believes you do, not that they do, but that you do. If this requires people to go without or otherwise sacrifice themselves in order to make the narcissistic person happy, there's no acknowledgement of this. On the contrary, there's not even any notice of it, and there's certainly no gratitude. You're supposed to do that. You agreed to do it when you said you cared about them, whether you know that or not. If you don't do it, you'll likely be punished and labeled as a liar and as abusive and uncaring. It's very much like the relationship between a parent and a toddler or an infant, where the entirety of the responsibility and effort is on the parent. The baby is not expected or required to do anything but be present and absorb love. That's all. The rest of everything falls on the parent. There's no true consideration for your needs or you as a person at all. It doesn't matter if you're tired or broke or sick or anything else. It just doesn't matter. You are required to perform and deliver upon command. You are required to fix the narcissist's problems. Their problem is supposed to be your problem, and you're supposed to do something about that. The thing that makes this so unfair is that not only is it incredibly unreasonable for someone to insist that the other person carry all the burden in any relationship, the truth is the narcissist's problems can't be fixed. Their problem is that they want everything right now and they can't have it. Their problem is that they feel miserable inside and they can't change that. Their problem is that the world doesn't give them the instant respect, admiration, and special treatment they need in order to feel like they have any value at all, and nobody will go along with the made-up fantasies that they exist in. Regardless of whose responsibility it is, how is anyone supposed to fix any of that anyway? These things are delusional, they're ridiculous. Nobody can fix that. But people do try. At first they may try because they love the pathologically narcissistic person, they want them to feel secure and loved. Later, this might change, and they try because they don't want to be punished, or they don't want the whole family to be held hostage by the narcissist's rage or their hysteria. In this way, people become conditioned to carry the narcissist's emotional baggage for them. Someone's entire existence can become an exercise in trying to make the narcissist happy in order to keep this person from exploding or melting down. People can also become stuck in this cycle because they have a history of being conditioned to carry the emotions of others, either from previous relationships or going back to their childhood. Carrying the emotions of others means that you essentially take responsibility for their feelings upon yourself. If this person is mad, sad, hurt, or upset, it's because you didn't make them happy. You failed. It's a thankless task, and frankly, it's impossible. You can't make other people happy, and you can't solve other people's problems for them. Narcissists will do everything they can to force others into this, but it doesn't work unless somebody agrees to it. They will tell you it's your responsibility. It is not. They will tell you that if you don't do it, it means you don't care about them. It doesn't mean that. They will resort to all manner of lies, manipulations, abuses, and whatever else it takes to get you to carry the responsibility for their feelings and therefore their well-being because they can't do it themselves. Again, like a child, they expect others to simply take care of this for them. When other people don't, they may rage, go into hysterics, or even decompensate in reaction. The resulting feeling of rejection and the burden of taking the responsibility is just too much for them. The thing is, the narcissist is not a child. You're not responsible for them. Even if the narcissist in your life is your child, if they're an adult, they're responsible for their own feelings and their own well-being. Not only is there nothing wrong with refusing to take responsibility for the narcissist's emotions, it's actually better that way. How else are they going to learn to do it if you don't let them? If you really want to help, stop helping. Now, when you stop taking responsibility for the pathologically narcissistic person's feelings and refusing to fix their problems, you can likely expect some fireworks from them in return. They don't like things to change, and they certainly don't want anybody getting the idea that they're not the most important thing in the situation. They will do what they can to make sure you stay under control in the position they want you in. They often panic when they think this is threatened. You just have to stay strong in your resolve and keep reminding yourself it's not your responsibility to fix this person's problems, because it's not. If they don't like it, that's their problem. If they choose not to take the responsibility themselves, that's their decision. You cannot save other people from themselves, and you can't run yourself ragged doing things for someone that they should be doing for themselves. This is unfair, and it's also pointless. Nothing you do will be good enough because the solution to their problem is inside of them, not you. Just like the solution to your problem is inside of you, not them. It can be helpful to make a few lists here to visually demonstrate this and really drive it home to yourself. You can make one for what you feel responsible for, one for what you actually are responsible for, and one for what you're not responsible for. For example, you are not responsible for the feelings of other people. You're not responsible for their happiness, their reactions, their decisions, their failures, or their successes, and they are not responsible for yours. It takes some practice to be assertive in this way, but the real hurdle is within yourself. It can be difficult to let go of that feeling of responsibility. It's what you were conditioned to do. It can be difficult to give up what can feel like the only control you have over the situation as well. However, it's a smokescreen. You have no control over other people. They will do what they want to do based on their own motives and their feelings, not anything you do or do not do. You also don't have control over your own emotions in this situation because you've allowed the narcissist to take control of those. You take that back by controlling your emotional reactions to the narcissist and by not allowing them to blame you for theirs. Remember, blame in these situations has to be taken and you don't have to accept it. If they want to blame you, fine. That's their decision. You don't have to agree to that. You don't have to accept that. Inside of you, you know that the way things are is not right and you know that you're being treated unfairly. That's why you're watching this video. You already know the answer. It just takes some time to put it into practice. Ultimately, if you want this situation to change, you're going to have to be the one to change it. They have no reason to change anything, and you not liking it is never going to become a reason. Your pain means nothing to them, so you have to change things if you don't like them. Otherwise, you'll be run until you drop by someone who does not care about anything but themselves. When you're finally used up, you'll be told how you never tried hard enough anyway, you were never good enough anyway, and the narcissist will likely move on to someone that they haven't exhausted yet. You deserve better than that. Too many people are looking for ways to make the narcissist change. They have no reason to change. They're fine with the way things are. You are the one that doesn't like it, and nothing is going to change if you don't. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online or over the phone, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab in order to schedule an appointment, or you can use the link down there in the information section for this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit. Earth Mamas Apothecary Premium CBD Oil. You can do that at earthmamacbd.com or you can follow the link that's available in the information section as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.